Hello, this is Pastor Dennis Thomas from Holiday Community Fellowship Church. Today I would like to begin a Bible study in the book of Revelation. There has been a lot of questions lately concerning this book because it contains a lot of prophetic detail in which people naturally have questions about. I'm not sure I'll be able to answer all the questions as we go through this study, but I will prayerfully try to determine what it is God would have me to share with you. But before we do that, I would like to pray. Father God, holy is your name. We come to you with humble hearts, asking you to give us a spirit of knowledge, a spirit of understanding. We cannot understand the truth of your word without your spirit. So by your spirit, not only allow us to listen, but allow us to have ears to hear. We thank you, we praise you, and ask, Lord, your blessing upon this study. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I would like to begin with an introduction to Revelation. Revelation was penned by the Spirit through the Apostle John. Now John, in about 70 AD, about 30-some years, or about 30 years after Jesus had ascended back into heaven, became the pastor at the church in Ephesus, which included the seven churches of all Asia Minor. Now, the Roman emperor at that time was a man called Nero, and he had persecuted Christians in Rome to a very severe degree. But the fiery trial promised in 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, the 12th verse, had not yet begun. Let's turn to 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, verse 12. And see what Peter wrote. 1 Peter chapter 1, chapter 4, verse 12. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. Now, when Domitian became emperor in about AD 81 through 96, the persecution of Christians intensified. He was a cold-blooded murderer. That's all you can say about him. He promoted emperor worship and began his announcements. And this is actually a quote from Domitian. Our Lord and God, Domitian commands, unquote. Everyone who spoke to him had to address him as Lord and God. He was bitter in his treatment of both Jews and of Christians. It was at this time that John was exiled to Patmos. Now, Patmos is a rocky little island out in the Aegean Sea. Rome had a penal colony camp there where the prisoners labored in the mines. Here is where John received his vision about 95 AD. Going a little further as background, we're going into the character of Revelation. Revelation is a unique book. It is, first of all, prophetic. Chapter 1 of Revelation, we can go there. Chapter 1 of Revelation, and look at, if you will, with me, 1 Revelation. Look at verse 3. Verse 3 said, "Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy, and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near." Also, we can read a little bit about the prophetic nature of Revelation in chapter 10 of Revelation. So turn with me, if you will, to chapter 10. And we're going to look at verse 11 in chapter 10. So chapter 10, verse 11. Let's see if I get there. Okay. Chapter 10, verse 11 reads as such. And they said to me, "You must prophesy again concerning many peoples and nations and tongues and kings." We also can read in the 19th chapter of Revelation about the prophetic nature of the book. Chapter 19, verse 10 reads, "Then I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, 'Do not do that. I am a fellow servant of yours and your brethren who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.'" You can also turn ahead a little bit to chapter 22, and we find this word in verse 7 of chapter 22, a prophetic word for us today. "And behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who heeds the words of the prophecy of this book." We also can read the same type of message in chapter 22, verse 10. And it says, "And he said to me, 'Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near.'" Also, if we look over to verses 18 and 19 of chapter 22 of Revelation, we read these words, "I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues which are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his part from the tree of life and from the holy city, which are written in this book." So we see that Revelation, just to begin with, is a unique book, and it also is a prophetic book. We can also know for certain that it is a Christ-centered book. Martin Luther, the great reformer, wrote, quote, "My spirit cannot accommodate itself to this book. There is one sufficient reason for the small esteem in which I hold it, that Christ is neither taught in it nor recognized." He missed the whole point of the book, unfortunately. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ. The whole book is about Jesus Christ. Chapter 1, we read, "He is the risen priest king." In chapter 2 and 3, "He examines his churches." In chapter 4 and 5, "He receives worship and praise." In chapter 6 through 19, "He judges the world and returns in glory." In chapters 20 through 22, "He reigns in power and glory." Also, the character of this book reminds us that it is an open book. Revelation means unveiling. Daniel was told to seal up his book. That's back in Daniel. If you turn to Daniel with me, the 12th chapter. Turn to Daniel 12th chapter, and we read these words, Daniel 12 verse 4. We read these words, But as for you, Daniel, conceal these words and seal up the book until the end of time. Many will go back and forth, and knowledge will increase. And we most certainly see that today. Now, Daniel lived several hundred years before Christ was even born, and yet he had a vision that people, that mankind, would be moving back and forth. And we are in a world that moves. It moves back and forth. And we also are in a world where knowledge is increasing. But I must tell you something about knowledge, which the Lord has given me, and I believe that we must know, is that knowledge in and of itself is of little use. We must have understanding. So God brings the knowledge of His Word that we might understand Him. So this open book is an unveiling. We read again over in Daniel 12:4 that it talks about end times and many going back and forth. It also talks about the open book in John, is told in the book of Revelation itself. The 22nd chapter, the 10th verse, we read these words. And he said to me, "Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near." So John is told in the 22nd chapter of Revelation, verse 10, "Do not seal up the words of this prophecy in this book." So the whole book itself is about an unveiling. It's about a revealing. And that revelation, that's the root word for revelation, reveal. And that revealing is about Jesus Christ and Him alone. Also, as we think about the book of Revelation as an open book, it is not intended to be a collection of puzzling prophecies, as many think they are today. Many people think the book of Revelation is just a bunch of puzzling prophecies that no one could ever understand or know. But a reasonable, orderly unveiling of Christ and His final victory over sin, Satan, and the world. That's what this book is. It's a reasonable, orderly unveiling of Christ and His, Christ, final victory over Satan, sin, and the world. There is no doubt that the book of Revelation is symbolic. It's symbolic in its nature, and it is somewhat confusing to most people when they read it. It's not one that's easily understood at like a first reading. But we must keep in mind that chapter 1, verse 1 tells us exactly what the book is about. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1 tells us this: "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave Him to show to His bondservants the things which must soon take place. And He sent and communicated by His angel to His bondservant, John." Now, if you look at that verse carefully, you will see that God gave the book to His Son, this revelation, this unveiling. And His Son, it says that He was to give this book to His bondservants. It's plural. You can see that. So it wasn't just for John, it was for all of us. Now, He also sent it and communicated, though, it by His angel, John, who was a bondservant. So, He made it known, literally, translated, signified, or signified it. The book uses signs and symbols to convey its message. Some are explained in chapter 1, verse 20. Look at chapter 1, verse 20 of Revelation. As for the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, and the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. So it tells it, but it's symbolic in its nature. If you go to chapter 4 and look at verse 5, we read these words, "Out from the throne come flashes of lightning and sounds and peals of thunder, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God." Some are unexplained. Going again back to the fourth chapter and looking at the fourth verse of Revelation, we read these words, "Around the throne were 24 thrones, and upon the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white garments and the golden crowns on their heads." It doesn't give us any explanation of that. Some are explained by the Old Testament. If you look at chapter 2 and verse 7, we read these words. Chapter 2, verse 7 tells us, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God." Also, we can see as an example that a flag stands for the existence of a nation. And also we can see that the picture of Christ in verse chapter 1, verses 12 through 16, we read these words, "Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the middle of the lampstands, I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe reaching to the feet and girded across his chest with a golden sash. His head and his hair were white like snow, like wool, like snow, and his eyes were like flames of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze when it has been made to glow in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun, shining in its strength." Wow. The picture of Christ in this particular passage of Scripture is not literal, but each symbol conveys a spiritual truth about him. You might want to read that again. Chapter 1, verses 12 through 16. Based on the Old Testament, it is impossible to understand this book without referring to the Old Testament. We have to refer to it because a lot of the prophecies are from the Old Testament. Out of the 404 verses in Revelation, 278 of those contain references to the Old Testament. We also see that the character of the book of Revelation is numerical. There are a series of sevens in the book, seven churches, seven seals, seven trumpets, seven bowls, and seven lampstands. The number 3 1/2 show up often. Look at chapter 11 of Revelation. If you look at chapter 11 of Revelation, verses 2 and 3, we read, "Leave out the count which is outside the temple, and do not measure it. It has been given to the nations, and they will tread underfoot the holy city for 42 months. And I will grant authority to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1260 days, clothed in sackcloth." So we see here that numbers are important in the book of Revelation. We can also see that in chapter 12, verse 6, we see something similar. Chapter 12, verse 6 gives us these words. Then the woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared by God so that there she would be nourished for 1,260 days. If you calculate that, it comes out to 3.5 years. Also in chapter 13, verse 5, we read about the numerical nature of Revelation. 13, verse 5 gives us these words. There was given to him a mouth, speaking arrogant words and blasphemies, and authority to act for 42 months was given to him. 42 months, 3.5 years. The number 12 also shows up quite a bit in Revelation. There's 12 stars. If you look at chapter 12 of Revelation, you can see that it mentions these words. A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. There's also the reference to gates. In the 21st chapter of Revelation, beginning in verse 6, we read these words. Verse 6 says, "Then he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the springs of water of life without cost.'" Chapter 21, yes, chapter 21,
chapter
21. Okay, I think what we'll do, I have one more reference here with the number 12, 2112, I'm sorry, and it reads like this. It had a great and high wall with 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names were written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. Also, it talks about 12 foundations. Chapter 21, verse 14 gives us these words. And the wall of the city had 12 foundation stones, and on them were the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. So, it also refers to 144,000 Israelites, which is a multiple of 12. So, we have gone for almost 25 minutes now, and I believe this would be a good place for us to stop our first time together. And I'm hopeful that it has been an encouragement for you. So we're going to end with a prayer. And I am hopeful that we'll be able to catch back up again soon. The next time we'll continue with the character of the book of Revelation. And we'll begin with it being universal. So with that being said, let's pray. Father God, we thank you for the prophetic word of this book. We thank you, Lord, that you have preserved it for us. And because you have preserved it for us, it should have great meaning for us. So, Lord, let us heed the words of the book. But at the same time, Lord, let us understand that it is about a revealing of your Son, Jesus Christ. And let us know, Lord, not just know, but understand what that means. I thank you for our time together and pray that it will bless not only those who hear, but maybe in times to come, those who will hear. We thank you, we praise you, and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good night. God bless you. Go in peace.